they hear Santa coming on the roof, and it's like the Terrifier, and he's like got like some mall Santa's like Santa outfit, and he's just like murdering this whole family. It's just like, you know, so brutally gory, and like there's like, all the squibs of blood, you know, spraying out all over the place. Like, it was good fun, but it was definitely like a bit of a, like, I feel like everybody in the movie was just like screaming and reacting the whole time, and so it was a great little time, and nice, always nice to go see like a movie at the Rio, I find. Excuse me, always nice to see like a movie at the Rio and whatnot. I feel like it's such a good theater. Man, but somebody at the bar I was talking to was telling me about like how the Rio kind of used to be, this was like way before my time, but apparently like he was telling me him and his friends used to go to like the Rio, like this is back in the day, went to the Rio double bills, and apparently it could get really, really rowdy in there, and this is all before they were like officially licensed, but you know, little birdie tells me that, you know, he was like sneaking in some like Mickeys into the theater and getting really rowdy with everybody, and felt like a real old school theater. So definitely feel, I'm pretty happy that, you know, in my local neighborhood, there is still an independent theater. So definitely like really had a good time last night. Anyways, on to some more music. Enough yapping. I've got a song by The Meringues. Here is Shambles on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Me. Whoa, oh, 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 glad you are.
Back, you're tuned into CSF 90.1 FM. That last track there was The Meringues, Never Really Honest. Here, up next, I've got a song called Super Smeller by Doohickey Cubicle. Enjoy this one.
Explain that if it want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, I have the perfect show for you. Come hang out with me at Raccoon City every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Hope to see you there.
And welcome back. That last track before the PSA right there was Doohickey Cubicle. That was, you were listening to Phony Phones here on CGSF 90.1 FM. This past week, maybe 2 weeks ago, I was talking about it, but I went to I had a class on urban politics, so I had to go do urban politics on the ground, and so that'd be fun to do a skateboarding bit. So I went to, it was about 2 weeks ago, but I went to a Vancouver Skateboard Coalition meeting, which I've been meaning to go for some time now, which was really awesome. And I learned a lot at that meeting. But kind of shared in class. It was kind of funny because I think that I think I had good intentions for this. I don't know how the presentation went, honestly, because honestly, it turned into me kind of yapping about skateboarding. I'm sure those who are listening to the show are familiar with this. It was kind of funny. Everyone's picked some very serious topics and stuff, and here I am talking about, dry covered spaces for skateboarders so I can play with my skateboard. Nonetheless, it was super cool, and I feel like a lot of people in my presentation were kind of interested to hear about what I had to say about kind of a smaller niche community in Vancouver and kind of how urban space is being used and whatnot. But ever since that meeting, I haven't really stopped thinking about the fact that the AQ over here is such a prime spot for a little skate pop-up. The VSBC runs a lot of these sort of skate pop-ups, especially during the colder months to sort of supplement the skate community. For example, every year, Grand Violin very graciously loans out some space for us to run the green ramp. So it's just a little mini ramp that's covered, in a little sheltered area, basically in a little shed almost. But it's really cool and it's really awesome that they do that. But SFU over here has 100-foot covered plaza area that only really gets used maybe 20% of the year for convocations. I think it would be so cool to have a little RDS ledge or something, a little granite ledge or a bench, something that was skatable. I was talking to some friends in the skateboarding community and they were saying that I should maybe it's time to organize, maybe it's time to run a little skate club here at SFU, which almost feels like it's too late. I'm about to graduate and, I also haven't really found the skate niche at this school, not in the same way that UBC has enough skaters to warrant having a skate park there, and there's kind of an agreement that the street spots there are kind of legal and UBC's okay with that, and so there's not really quite that, or maybe I just haven't found it yet. But of the 5-6 years I've been at the school, I haven't really found that skateboarding niche. But my friend was telling me that maybe all it really needs is for me to just start using the space, maybe I just gotta start bringing a flat bar up to campus and after class just skate there as my little covered area, and honestly, I'd much rather skate at SFU's AQ over there if it wasn't so far. But on a day that I ostensibly had school and had time to kill, man, that space, even just as a big flat space, would beat me going to the Marine Drive parkade any day of the week. Because, or even just the little parkades around my house, I hate skating on low clearance ceilings, and the floors get a little bit slippery from tires bringing in water on their treads. It would be so awesome to just have some features to skate there. And so maybe I should, see if I can organize and run something. But I really haven't stopped thinking about how great of a skate space that would be. There's even lights, for crying out loud, and after 6 o'clock the AQ is really dead. I really don't think that students would have a humongous issue with, some kids playing around on some pieces of skateboards, and some piece of wood on wheels. But who knows, might have to stick it to the man a little bit, you know, to be allowed to skate there. Who knows? Anyways, I'm also kind of getting down to the bottom of the hour for the week. But if you like what you heard, be sure to tune in again next week. Same time, I've been your host, Varian, and I'll be on again next week on Thursday at 1 p.m. For my last track, or maybe two, we'll see how I do, found some jazz tracks. Got some. This one's called Scene Taiwan Collection, Sea of Clouds by Tracy Yang Jazz Orchestra. I was listening to this a little bit on the way on the bus ride up, so it's a good little vibe for the maybe rainy day when I got here. It looks like it was gonna maybe rain, but who knows. Anyways, thanks for listening, y'all. I'll see you guys next week, and enjoy this one, and maybe one more if I have time.